What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown school that are on the line, too. What can you do? Well, buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford, Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando with you here on GRHS iRadio. And it was not a great first half for the Longhorns as they find themselves trailing the Katie Taylor Mustangs 13-0. Not a lot of success on offense, and we talked about before the game how the offensive line in particular was a big question mark coming into this game after the first loss to the Foster Falcons. And unfortunately, it has been a lot more of the same as the Longhorns have struggled to move the ball. And Keenan, defensively, you know, you and I talked about it off air, but defensively, really, the defense hasn't done a terrible job. They've given up some yards, in particular in the running game, but they really did stiffen up. And even on that touchdown pass, they did a good job getting pressure on the quarterback. It was actually kind of a rushed and a poor throw, just a great catch by Ian Flint in the end zone. But really, for the most part, the defense has played a pretty good job, played a pretty good game. They just have really gotten no support at all from their offense.
Yeah, after giving up 28 in the first half against the Foster Falcons last week, this is a big improvement, Jason. They have been giving up a lot of running yards to Dante Archie and Sharon Lewis, but they have been making excellent red zone stands, and that last touchdown to Flint was, it was just kind of a bad read on the coverage. It was wide open, so it could have been 9-0, but here you are, and this is a tough situation for George Ranch, since the offense hasn't been producing, and now you're already putting the defense back on the field to start off the half. You're really hoping they can keep up the production that they've been doing, and you're just hoping that if you get the ball back here in the second half, they'll have a little bit more mojo. They'll get back there and on the field and hopefully score a few points to get back in this game, Jason.
So they will kick off again. They won the toss at the beginning of the game, elected to receive. So now Taylor will get the ball first in the second half. That's offsides on the Longhorns. It's an onside kick that they recover, but they were way offsides, and the ref saw it immediately. And they will blow the whistle and offside. Bring it back.
That's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
There was initially a lot of excitement down there on the field for the Longhorns after they recovered that kick. But you are right, Jason. They were clearly offsides there.
So a well-designed onside kick, although, you know, it looks like it was recovered by it was recovered by Taylor, because they're going to take the option of taking the penalty from the end of the recovery, from the end of the run. So they will start the drive at the Longhorn 46, which is the gamble you take when you try an onside kick like that, and especially when you have a penalty on top of that. Now great field for the Taylor Mustangs. And we've got an official's timeout, and I think what Coach Cavallo is telling the head linesman is, how can they elect to take the ball from a spot where they didn't recover the football? And I agree with him. I think, if anything, they should back the Longhorns up 5 yards and make them re-kick. But if they recovered the football, how in the world can you give the Taylor Mustangs the ball? And I think maybe the referee has realized their mistake now. So I'm not an official, Keenan, but I'm going to go ahead and say that since I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, I'm qualified to make this call. And it just seems to me that you can't say we want the ball, we want 5 yards from the end of the recovery when you didn't recover the football. The Longhorns recovered the onside kick.
Yeah, at the very least, they did recover. Even if you were clearly offsides, you did recover the ball, so that seems like an odd option.
The ball will be re-kicked, and how about that? The referee has realized that when you don't recover the football, it is not your ball. So we will take it to the 35-yard line. They'll back them up five, and they'll make the horns re-kick it. It is a break for the long. Well, I say it's a break. It's the right call, but the good news for the Longhorns, Keenan, is now they can, you know, hopefully kick the ball deep, get some decent coverage, and get the try and at least pin the Katie Taylor Mustangs a little further back rather than having the ball at the Longhorn 46-yard line.
Absolutely. And as I just pointed out, you know, you're already putting the defense in a tough spot. They played hard in the first half. You're already having them go out in the second half to start out. And but it does help to get a redo. You're getting them back, hopefully, deep in their own territory.
What you've lost, of course, is the element of surprise. So you're not going to see that same onside kick. You can bet that the up men for the Katie Taylor Mustangs have their antenna up and they are on high alert looking for that. But if I was a betting man, and I am, I would say that they're going to kick this ball deep. This is one of those where, you know, Keenan, you've got 10 Mustangs up within about 15 yards of the football. You've only got one lone guy back. I would kind of directionally kick this thing, and I'd probably kick a low line drive and see if I can just get that ball to skip along the turf and let my coverage get down there. And you could possibly even down the ball without them even getting a return. So we'll see what they elect to do, but I would high and right down the middle because that's the only spot that they have a guy. So David Michelle puts a foot into it. Driving kick, he does directionally kick it, taken inside the 15, and that is a fair catch. So big difference in field position is now Katie Taylor is going to start from their own 25. So they did, and again, credit to the officials, they did get together and figure out the obvious. So it will be first down Katie Taylor. And yeah, Keenan, this is a drive where perhaps the Longhorns can make some sort of big play on defense, some sort of statement. If they could get a couple of tackles for loss, maybe cause a fumble, you know, an interception, a strip sack. They need something to energize this crowd and energize their offense. Inside handoff, and he's got a lot of room, 40. I believe that's Archie. And that might be a late hit out of bounds. We'll see. That's not Archie, actually. That's number seven. That's Jefferson, as he kept it. Did a great job with the ball fake. Had several people fooled on the play, including yours truly. Took it to the 50, so that's a 25-yard gain as he is all the way out to midfield. And a first down for the Mustangs.
I was going to agree with you, Jason. It is time for a big play on defense if you want to get this team energized, but it all starts with the run defense, and clearly they're still struggling.
Jefferson with the give. Oh, he will keep it himself. He is to the outside, and he will get about 2 yards. And he gets to the 48. Again, doing a great job with his ball skills, ball fake. Right there, it looked like everyone on the planet thought that Sharon Lewis had the football, and at the last minute, sort of that read option play, he pulled it out of Sharon Lewis's gut, kept it himself.
It was really a miracle that nine and Falkway even spotted that he had the ball and kept him from only gaining about 2 yards there.
Jefferson back there. He's got two backs with him. Snap it. And he is hit hard.
Ooh,
and dunked.
Wow.
That is a sack on the play. A nice play there by number 25. That's Trey Akins. As Keenan, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon.
That was, I want to say that reminded me of watching J.J. Watt in his prime. That was an absolute crushing right up the middle past the offensive line. A big hit on Jefferson. And like you said, Jason, that is the big play, hopefully, that they needed third down now.
Something hopefully they can build on. That's going to bring up third and 15. And this is just a play where you have to get off the field as a defense. Third and 15, you've got to make a stand here. Snap it. Jefferson rolling out. rolls out looking downfield. That's going to be incomplete. He was flushed out of the pocket, got almost to the sideline, elected to kind of throw back across his body, was unable to make the connection, and that will bring up fourth down and the punting unit. So nice defensive effort there by the Horns, in particular a huge play by Trey Akins on that sack. And now Taylor put in a position where they will have to punt the football.
This is the first time, guys, that we've seen Katie Taylor in punt formation.
So the first punt for Taylor, as they have had a lot of long, sustained ball control drives up until now. Punter will stand about his own 30-yard line. Snap, kick is away. High end-over-end kick is going to take a George Ranch bounce and go out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. So that ends up being a short kick. If I'm not mistaken, that's only about a 12-yard kick. Actually spotted at the 44 of the Longhorns, and that's going to be at about an 11-yard punt. Longhorns will take over, so really about the best outcome you could have hoped for there, Keenan, is not only do the Horns get off the field, but after kind of a poor punt, they're going to get pretty good field position as well.
And it looks like they're not going to go for a huddle at all. They're just going to go straight to their formation, and it looks like it's going to be another under center for Drinkard here, so could start out with the run, but it is the freshman Drinkard who is in the backfield, so curious to see what they do here.
So Hayden Drinkard is the deep back, Deion Drinkard under center. He's got the snap, he will hand to his brother. He's got a seam past midfield, a little bit of a head of steam. He got about 8 yards. Spot him at the 48-yard line of Katie Taylor, and that's a nice 8-yard gain on first down. It'll be second down and two. So again, I formation here for the Longhorns as they have gone to kind of a running set, and Deion Drinkard is under center. He is not in the shotgun. Snap. Once again, give to Drinkard with the lead blocker. This time, not as much success.
Drinkard, once again, on the carry.
And we will see where they spot that. It looks like
flag on the play.
We got a flag on the play. They're going to spot him for about a 1 yard loss. I didn't see his knee go down that early, but let's see what the call is. That's going to be offsides on the defense, so that's going to be a first down via penalty. Longhorns, and at this point, Keenan, they will certainly take it.
This is a great progression by the Longhorn offense, but they have been in the situation before where they have gone into Mustang territory, so I think it is all about, again, give Deion time, you know, give good spacing for the younger Drinkard to make those big runs. So I think at this point, when you're in the third quarter, the second half, you really have to take advantage if you want to stay in this game, because you don't know how much longer you can hang on to that defense.
So spot the ball at the Taylor 43, and it is first down Longhorns. Drinkard back to pass. He's looking deep. He lets it go. He's got Gregor Jones. And that is a penalty flag on the play as the pass fell incomplete. But it looks like they're going to call defensive pass interference down near the end zone. We'll wait and get the call. The Longhorns getting excited and running down towards the goal line. But in high school football, folks, that's a 15-yard penalty. It's not a spot of the foul penalty like it is in college and the pros. But the Longhorns will certainly take it, and that will spot it at the 28-yard line of Katie Taylor. And this is the deepest they have been into Mustang territory. They have a first and 10 at the 28.
And they always say never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake, even though it's not more on your part. If you're letting them make those penalties, then you'll absolutely take that to drive down the field.
Drinkard has the I formation behind him, two wide receivers. He is under center. Snap, spin, pitch. And Hayden Drinkard this time will go nowhere. He is going to lose a yard. We'll spot him back at the 29. That's going to bring up second down and 11, as it looked like that time. Katie Taylor was wise to that play, made an adjustment, was able to knife in there and get a tackle for loss. So second and 11, Longhorns at the Katie Taylor 29. Drinkard under center. He's got two wide receivers, I formation behind him. Hayden Drinkard is the deep back. Fake a give, rolls right, looking to throw, throws, and it is caught. That is a nice sliding catch made by number 11. That's McElroy, Jackson McElroy, the tight end. And that is a good for a 14-yard gain all the way down to the 15-yard line, and that is first down long.
And we've seen that same play by Deion Drinkard. He rolled out to his left, and he overthrew McElroy by a few yards. So, and I saw him practicing those same rollout throws. So a great throw there by Deion Drinkard to get them inside the red zone.
Two wide receivers, both on the right, split backs with Drinkard. He hands the ball off right side, makes a man miss, and Hayden Drinkard is down to about the 12-yard line. Looks like maybe they will give him the 11. So that's going to be a 4-yard gain for the freshman Hayden Drinkard, and that's going to bring up second down and 6 for the Longhorns.
That first down for George Ranch is their third in this drive. They only had 5 in the entire first half, so moving the football a little bit here in the second half.
Still in the I formation, Deion Drinkard under center. Hayden Drinkard is the deep back. Snap it. Give it to Hayden Drinkard, and this time he is going nowhere, folks. He is brought down for a loss on the play. Back to the 13-yard line. Still lose 2. And that's going to bring up third down. And this is a big third down, folks, as the Horns need to get on the board. But honestly, they don't need a field goal at this point. They want to try and punch this ball into the end zone. They've got a third down and 8 from the 13. They need to get to about the 5-yard line for a first down.
Just, I don't think I would run here. I would think I would opt for maybe a short pass.
Drinkard out of the shotgun. Drops back, looking to throw. He's under some heat. Runs left. Makes one man miss, not the second, though. And he is hit hard and brought down right at about the 15-yard line. So that's going to go as a loss of 2, and that will bring up fourth down. And that will bring out David Michelle, the place kicker, senior place kicker for the Longhorns, and he to at least get the Longhorns on the board here. Spot the ball at the 23, so it'll be a 33-yard attempt for the left-footed David Michelle. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is no good. It was wide left, and the Longhorns failed to score after what was a very promising drive where they almost doubled their first down total for the game. Unfortunately, the drive stalls inside the 15-yard line, and they are unable to come away with points. And Keenan, that's just kind of defeating as an offense when you finally get down there into deep into Mustang territory and you come away empty.
Absolutely. After you make all that progress, the most you've made all game, just to get down there and come away with nothing, it must be really deflating for that offense. So hopefully the defense can make another big play like they did earlier in this quarter.
So Joe Jefferson will lead the offense back out there. Hands it off. No, he again with the fake, and he's got some running room down the right side. And he is out of bounds at about the third. And there's another flag for a late hit as he was shoved well out of bounds. He was probably 6 or 7 yards out of bounds. And Keenan, that's going to cost the Horns another 15.
And I've seen that before, and I was going to mention that earlier. They're getting way too close to getting these penalties, especially with the QB runs by Jefferson. Whenever he's going out of bounds, you cannot shove him or tackle them when he's out of bounds, because you're just asking to tack on 5 more yards.
And again, credit to Joe Jefferson Jr. on that read option that they're running, he's doing a fantastic job of making the right decision with the football. I mean, he puts it in the gut of his running back. He reads the defensive end, and if they crash in on the running back, he pulls it out and keeps it himself. He's been doing it all night. So Jefferson in the shotgun. I believe that's Alex Zubia, number 20, beside him. If he takes it himself again, he goes around the right end, and he is chased out of bounds after a short gain. Give him the 48-yard line. So gain of 2 on the play. And again, he is just forcing the Longhorn defenders to make a decision. If you hit the running back, I'm going to pull the ball out and take it myself. If you come after me, I'm going to leave the ball in the hands of my running back and let him take it. This time he's got an empty backfield, so he's got nobody to fake the ball to. It's second down and 8 for the Mustangs. Snap it, quick pass, right side, screen. 40, 35, and down close to the 30-yard line. That's a quick first down, well-designed play on that quick screen for the Mustangs. And spot it at the Longhorn 31. So that's going to be a gain of about 17 yards. And once again, Katie Taylor finding themselves in a familiar position, and that is getting fairly deep in the Longhorn territory. Jefferson, I believe that's Dante Archie in there with him, pulls it out, takes it himself. This time he is spun around, and he is still surging forward. And he will get inside the 30. Bought him at the 29, so looked like he only got 2 on that play. It's going to be second down and 8. That is Dante Archie is the lone setback. He is on the left side of Joe Jefferson. Jefferson out of the shotgun, sends a man in motion. Keeps it himself, looking to throw, throws it, and too far. Had a man open, streaking down the middle of the field. But just threw it a little too far. That'll stop the clock. 3:26 remaining in the third quarter. If you're just joining us, the Mustangs, Katie Taylor Mustangs, lead the George Ranch Longhorns 13-0.
And that's definitely a continued pattern we've seen. Jefferson, he definitely has the running advantage, but when it comes to throwing, he struggled, and he did have a wide open man down in the end zone. So Longhorns just averted potentially having the score go to 20-0.
Two backs, Jefferson out of the shotgun. He gives it right-hand side, breaks a tackle. But he will not get the first down, as that was 22, Sharon Lewis, who broke the initial tackle, was able to make kind of something out of nothing, but he will not get the first down. Spot him at the 32-yard line. The 27-yard line. That's an awful lot of running for a 2-yard gain. And that'll bring up fourth down. We'll see what the Mustangs elect to do here. They will probably try a field goal. At halftime, Keenan, I know we saw their kicker attempting basically about a 50-yard field goal. So spotted at the 34. This is going to be a 44-yard attempt for Jackson Waller, who has 2 field goals already. Snap, kick is up. Kick is wide left and, I believe, a little short. So a nice defensive stand there for the Longhorns as they do keep the Mustangs off the board. And that will be a turnover on downs. It'll be Longhorn football with 2:25 remaining in the third quarter. And Keenan, last time, you know, they had a little bit of success. They were in that I formation. They had some good runs by Hayden Drinkard, a couple of good passes by Dion, and then the drive kind of stalled. Let's see if they can kind of continue that momentum, though, as far as moving the football and at least moving the chains.
Absolutely, Jason. But I think at this point, with 2:25 on the clock in the third quarter, and especially with the Taylor offense eating up that clock, I think at this point you have to aim for the end zone. and you're down 13 to nothing. You can't let the score run up any further. So I would say get it to at least down by six and go from there.
Jaden Shelton is the lone setback. Dion is under center. He'll take it, spin, fake a give. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure. He does get away. Now he lets it fly. And that is comeback, and that's a catch.
Unbelievable play there,
that is,
Jason.
I believe that is McElroy, number 11. And he comes back and catches the ball. He is at the 47-yard line of Katie Taylor. And talk about making something out of nothing. That looked like it was going to be a sack. Instead, it ends up being a big play for the Longhorns. And they are in Mustang territory, first and 10. Dion under center. Shelton is the lone running back. Dion turns. Give it to Shelton up the middle. He's got a little crease, but not much. It closes quickly. Give him the 45-yard line. That's just going to be a gain of two. It's going to be second down and eight.
And you know, Jason, that play, that previous play really kind of reminded me of the David Tyree play from that old Giants versus Patriots Super Bowl. Dion was able to get out of the sack. He's able to roll to his left. He's able to make the throw downfield, and it was just a beautiful play. So with second down, hopefully they can keep this momentum for hopefully a scoring drive.
Yeah, great job by McElroy on that play, too, coming back to his quarterback and helping him out. Dion under center now. Shelton is the lone running back. Snap, turn, give to Shelton, left side. He's got the left edge. He's got a close to a first down. It's going to depend on the spot, folks. It looks like he is standing right at the chains. And they're going to mark him about a half yard short of the marker. Well, they spotted the football at the first down marker. So you either need to move the football or you need to give him a first down. And you gave him a first down. All right, I'll take that. So spot it at the 37. That's a gain of eight and a first down. Nice run by Jaden Shelton there to give the Horns another first down. Meanwhile, the clock time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking. We are under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dion under center, I formation, two receivers left. Turns, gives to Shelton, and nothing going on there. As he is, and that's going to be a penalty, I believe, as he was body slammed to the ground, and they are not going to call that. That would certainly be called in the NFL, I can guarantee that.
A lot of outrage by, I could hear from the fans, and looks like the players on the field were not happy about that. Just, that is, I want to say, unnecessary for you to pick him up and just throw him on the ground.
Very
like
unnecessary,
that.
Almost like it was unnecessary roughness, Keenan. Last I checked, you can throw a flag for that. But either way, that's the end of the third quarter, folks. Longhorns are on the move. We'll see if they can continue it as we head to the fourth quarter. Put your fours up, folks. George Ranch trails this one 13-0.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Welcome back, everybody. Trailer Stadium, Jason Ford, Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando with you. We are at the start of the fourth quarter, and the Longhorns have got some work to do. They trail this one 13-0. They have the ball second down and about 12 yards to go. They are in Mustang territory at the 39-yard line. Deion Drinker takes a snap, back to throw, snaps a throw, and that is knocked down. That will be a incompletion, and it will bring up third and long. And the Longhorns have got to figure out a way to either get a first down here, Keenan, or at least get close enough to make this perhaps a manageable fourth down situation where you can go for it.
And that's just another situation where you're going, you're wondering about what could have happened because he was open. That could have been almost good for a first down there, but due to the evading tacklers, it really didn't give Deion time, so the throw was batted down, and now you're looking at a third and 12.
Third and 12, Deion in the shotgun. Takes the snap, delayed handoff, left side, not much room there, but he cuts it back to the right. Nice little cutback. He'll get a few yards, but not anywhere near the first down. And we've got a late flag on the play, two of them. And a little bit of extracurricular activity. Now let's see who the offending party was. Was it one of the horns or was it one of the Mustangs? Everyone pointing at everybody else. Referee trying to get it sorted out.
Looks like the Longhorns coaching staff is all on the field at the same time.
They've got hands on hips. They look like they're looking at their child who just got caught doing something they should not have been doing. Referees in a conference. And now we're going to get an explanation. Well, you heard him say it. Those penalties are going to offset, and we're going to do it again. So it really a whole much ado about nothing, as it's an unsportsmanlike conduct on both teams for getting chippy after the play. So it is fourth down, and really the horns have no choice here. They've got to go for it. It's fourth down from the 34-yard line. They need the 27. So it is fourth down and about seven. And Keenan, whatever their best play is for getting about 8 to 10 yards, that's what they need to call here. They have got to try and find a way to keep this drive alive and somehow, some way, get the ball into the end zone as they're running out of time quickly.
And I think if you just run a route to the right, hit McElroy or Gregor Jones, I think you just need a short pass here. Just go for the 7 yards. Don't go all the way down the field. Just play it safe.
Three wide receivers left. Deion looking to throw. Now he'll run. Let's go. A throw and completes it. He was not past the line of scrimmage, and that is, I believe, McElroy again.
That's going to be a Gerald Green
with
the great catch. That's 14.
You're right. 14, Gerald Green, who went up and got that ball, climbed the ladder. And that is all the way down to the 16-yard line. That's an 18-yard gain and a first down and a huge play when the Longhorns needed it desperately. Nice job there for Deion Drinker to keep it alive. Looked like he was going to be content to run with it. Last minute, he looked up and saw Gerald Green. He'll spin, hand off to Shelton, who never got his footing. He was tripping as soon as he got the football, and he will do good to get back to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he quite got there. It looks like maybe a loss of about one. So spotted at the 17, and that's going to be second down and 11.
And it has just been tough for the Longhorns to establish that running game. And, again, that the sheer size of the defensive line of the Taylor Mustangs is really making it hard for Sheldon and Drinker to break for those yards. So I think I would just maybe stick with those passing plays because you are starting to get some results. So we'll see what they do here, needing to get in the end zone here in the third quarter.
So both Hayden Drinkard and Jaden Shelton, two backs in the game, back there with Deion Drinkard. Play clock got to zero, and that's going to be a delay of game on the Longhorns. That's a very inopportune time for a delay of game penalty, as now that's going to take it back to the 22-yard line. And just a mental mistake there, Keenan. You just can't have that on a drive where you're in the fourth quarter and desperately trying to get back into the football game.
You cannot afford those kind of communication breakdowns, especially when you're down two scores and you need to get in the end zone. You have to be on the same page.
Drinkard in the shotgun. He's got Shelton and Hayden Drinkard beside him. Snap it. Give it to Shelton. Cuts it up the middle. He'll get a few yards, not a whole lot. Give him the 19. That's going to be a gain of 3. And that's going to bring up third down and long as they are at the 19. They need the 7, so this is third down and about 12, maybe 13. And again, third and long, you've got to do one of two things. You either need to get the first down or at least get enough yards to where you make that fourth down call a little more manageable. Drinkard in the shotgun. He's got Jaden Shelton with him. He's got three wide receivers, two to his left, one to his right. Drinkard calls out the signals, takes the snap. Back to pass. Now he's scrambling. He will go down. He throws it at the last minute. We'll see if they call any type of grounding or...
I do see a flag on the field, Jason. It looks like they're going to call an intentional grounding there by Drinkard.
Yeah, there was not a receiver really in the area at all. And this, if that's the case, it's going to be a spot of the foul penalty and a loss of down. We'll get the explanation here from the referee. That's exactly what it is. Intentional grounding on red, although we are maroon. But we'll give them the benefit of doubt. Red, we'll take red. So, folks, that's going to bring up fourth down and long. But really, you have no choice here. You know, 13-0. This would be a ball's at the 23. For a field goal attempt, you would spot it outside the 30. It would be at about the 31, be about a 41-yard attempt. And really, all you would do if you hit a field goal is cut it to 10. So you don't need 3 points here. You need six.
Interesting. He's just receiving the penalty. I was wondering because the play clock was running, and I was wondering why the ref would be announcing it while they're in the huddle. But fourth and long here, Jason.
Fourth and very long. They're at the 23. They need the 7. This is fourth down and about 16, folks. Dion back looking for a miracle. He gets hit as he throws, and that will fall harmlessly to the turf, incomplete, as that was a jailbreak, and the defense was back there right in Dion's face. And yet another drive, Keenan, that had some good moments. They started to move the ball, but ultimately stalls.
And I think this one is a little bit different because now you know it. A lot of it had to do with those penalties. And it's just those poorly timed mistakes that really cost them a chance at putting up 6 or 7 points and getting out there with the defense and could lead to a stop. So you're just in a rough situation with 8 minutes to go. The defense is on the field, and you really need a stop here. And not only a stop, but a quick stop.
And you can bet they're going to see a steady diet of that running game. Handoff up the middle, big hole. That is 22, Sharon Lewis, and he is out past the 35. He's got first down yardage. Spot him at the 36. That's going to be a 13-yard gain right off the bat and a first down for Katie Taylor.
Jason, if you notice, so here with about 8 minutes left, we are going to see Cobbin back in,
yep,
for Taylor, and Jefferson revert back to a wide receiver.
So Chase Cobbin back in there, number 14. He will hand the ball to Archie, left side. He's got running room, 40, 45, a nice tackle in space made there by a Longhorn, or he could have been off to the races. I believe that was Kennard McGuire, K.J. McGuire, that made the tackle out there. But still a big gain for Archie as he gets 9 yards to the 45. It's going to be second down and one. And you got to believe, Keenan, at this point, that Longhorn starting defense is probably a little gassed. They have been out there a lot this football game.
And you really can't blame them, especially when every play is a big run up the middle or on the side. And I think at this point, you know, you're just really exhausted. So you're hoping that they make a stop.
Give it to Sharon Lewis around the left edge. He's got the 40. He's got the 30, the 25. And he is finally corralled inside the 25-yard line as they are biting off yards now in huge chunks. And, again, I think that defense is thoroughly exhausted at this point, Keenan. They're just not offering much resistance. And, again, you really can't blame them. They have been out there, it seems like, the whole game as Katie Taylor has had these long ball control sustained drives.
Yeah, and it really doesn't help now. Even back then, you know, with those long gains, they still put up a good fight. But now that you've really kind of exhausted all your energy, when you have those same runs, they're just going to keep moving farther and farther down the field.
So Coggan flanked by Lewis and Archie. He gives to Archie, left side. More of the same. He's to the 10, inside the 10. and they are just getting chunks after chunks of yardage, folks. Spot him at the 9. That's going to be another 14-yard gain. And it is first and goal, Katie Taylor, inside of 6 minutes to go in the football game. And time is certainly running out on the Longhorns.
Guys, that's the seventh first down for the Mustangs here in the second half, and they're 20th in the game.
Yeah, 20 first downs in a high school football game certainly tells you they have been moving the ball. First and goal from the 9. Coggin with two running backs bobbles a snap a little bit, throws off the timing. And that one's going to go a tackle for loss down to about the 12 or 13-yard line. Spot him back at the 12. Yep, spot him at the 12, so a loss of 3. That was Cody Ford on that tackle for loss. Someone I'm vaguely familiar with. He's not going to be in a good mood after this one, I can tell you that.
And, Jason, I did want to mention, even with that loss, they still have their main objective of running down that clock.
That clock is moving, and they're not going to snap this until they're inside 5 on the play clock. Snap it. Looking to throw, looking for the end zone, and that is up for grabs and incomplete. Good coverage there by the Longhorn secondary as they had that wide receiver blanketed in the corner of the end zone. And the good news for the Longhorns is that incomplete pass will stop the clock. We got 4:36 remaining in your ballgame, folks. Just joining us, the Taylor Mustangs lead your Longhorns 13-0, and they are driving once again. It is third down. They're at the Longhorn 12. Your quarterback is Chase Cobbin. And he's got, I believe that is Sharon Lewis in the backfield with him. Shotgun snap. Coggin looking to throw, and he is going to go down, and there's a fumble. Fumble on the play. We'll see who jumps on the football.
And the Longhorn players are, of course, signaling towards their side. It looks like Cobbin
looks like
fell
it
down
might
quickly.
Be Longhorn football.
Still waiting on the ref signal.
I believe it's Longhorn football. I still haven't seen a signal.
Yes, it is going to be. Looks like it is going to be.
No, they're going to say it's
yes,
Taylor football,
yeah.
But so it is fourth down, and they will bring out the field goal unit, and that means we're going to see Jackson Waller. 35-yard attempt. They'll spot it at the 25. Snap. Hold. Kick is up. Low line drive kick just sneaks over the crossbar, and it is good. And Jackson Waller is enjoying himself a night as he has hit his third field goal of the game. And that will extend the lead to 16-0. We'll take a break and have the final 3:52 for you when we come back right here on GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford, Keenan Vaughn, the captain Tom Tarando with you at Trailer Stadium as the George Ranch Longhorns trail the Katy Taylor Mustangs 16-0 in what has been a frustrating game, certainly especially offensively for the Longhorns. Jackson Waller going to put a foot into it for the Mustangs. Short, high kick. It's going to be fair caught by the Longhorns at the 30, maybe the 31-yard line. And they will take over there. And, Keenan, yeah, here in the second half, you know, good news, bad news, right? The good news is the offense has looked a little better. They've been able to move the football a little bit, get some first downs. The bad news is when they get into the red zone, they've been stalling and unable to get points. The defense, again, playing pretty well. They've only given up 16 points this game. They're stiffening when they need to. But, again, the offense just can't find a way to put points on the board.
And now that you're down 16 to nothing with a little under 4 minutes to play, this is really when the sense of urgency needs to hit.
Deion, back to pass, throws. Gregor Jones, he's got it, 40, 43, 44-yard line. Looks like it's going to be good enough for a first down, unless the ref loses track of where he is on the field. They will move the chains, and that's going to be a 10-yard gain and a first down for Gregor Jones. 3:30 remaining. Three wide receivers set for Deion. He's in the shotgun, takes the snap, looking to throw. And that is too high for his intended receiver. It's going to be incomplete. That was Julius Carter, the intended receiver. So that's now going to be second down and 10 for the Longhorns. They're at the 43-yard line. They need something big to happen, Keenan. They need something big, and they need it in a hurry.
Now that even two touchdowns won't suffice, they're really going to need a miracle to stay in this one.
Deion looking to throw. Now he'll scramble right, lets it go, and a nice play by the defensive player for Katie Taylor. That looks like there was number eight, Cyrus Reyes. He is one of the captains for the Taylor Mustangs. He showed why as he made a nice play there in space, knocking that ball down. So third down and 10 now for the Longhorns at the 43. Deion's got three wide receivers. Jaden Shelton is the lone setback. He is on his right. Shotgun snap. Deion drops back. He's under pressure, looking to get rid of it. He does, and it is just off the fingertips of McElroy as he had found a way to come open, and that was close to being a pretty nice play for the Longhorns. Just off the fingertips, though. And that'll bring up fourth down for the Longhorns. Fourth and 10 from the 43.
And I think, again, another situation where it could have been a great play by Deion, but that's really when the offensive line and you're having those tacklers really come in into his face. You're not giving him enough time to throw the ball. So just another situation where you're thinking of how it could have gone differently.
Trips right. Deion rolls right, looking to throw. Let's go. Pass is incomplete. Is it knocked away? It looks like it was.
That pass will fall incomplete.
It is, and that is going to be a turnover on downs. So Katie Taylor will take over at the Longhorn 43-yard line. 2:57 remaining in the ball game. And, you know, it's just one of those things where Keenan, they made some strides, certainly defensively since last week. Offensively, they looked a little bit better, but ultimately the scoreboard doesn't lie. And this is a team that has got to figure out how to move the football and how to score points.
And I can't imagine what that defense is thinking right now. You know, I'm sure if they were exhausted before, they must be absolutely gassed here. So we'll see if they can make a stop.
Snap it. Give it. Right side and out of bounds. That is Sharon Lewis, number 22. We got a flag on the play, and that's trailing the play. A lot of times that's a hold. And it is. So that'll back up the Taylor Mustangs. Should back it up to about their own 47-yard line. 10-yard penalty. And they will spot it at the 47. So that's going to bring up a first down and 20. And the Longhorns, Keenan, at this point, just kind of playing for pride, right? You want to make sure you keep the Taylor Mustangs out of the end zone. Keep that score from getting any worse than it is.
I agree, Jason.
Fake a give. Jefferson will keep it up the middle. He's hit pretty hard and brought down right at midfield. We'll see where they spot it. Give him 3 yards on the play. And that is where they'll spot it. And it's second down 17. By the time they snap this one, we will be inside of 2 minutes remaining in the ball game.
Jason, I'm going to agree with you. You know, of course, the scoreboard doesn't lie, but I do think at the end of the day, I think with the defense, after giving up 49 against Foster, they did put up some kind of impressive effort, if you would say, even with the long strides and time of possession by Katie Taylor.
Snap it, give it, and nice play there by the Longhorns as they will get a tackle for loss. As they'd seen enough of Sharon Lewis, they sniffed that one out. And tackle made at the 47, back to the original line of scrimmage. So they get a gain of three, then they get a loss of three, and it'll be third down and 20.
I'll note it anyway. We do have a Jefferson back at quarterback for the Katie Taylor Mustang, so Cobbin is out of the game.
Jefferson at quarterback. Dante Archie is the lone setback, and actually now he will split out wide right. Four wide receivers for Jefferson. He will take it right up the middle, and he's got running room. 40, makes a man miss, 30, 25, and he will be brought. He will break that tackle, too, inside the 20, and he is finally driven out of bounds. And, folks, on a third down and 20, we do have a late flag. We'll see what that is all about.
And that seemed to come down around the time when we thought that Jefferson was being tackled.
And that is a hold, so that is going to negate a big gain. Now, it will be a spot foul, so we'll see where they spot this one. It occurred towards the end of that run, so there is actually a chance that this could still be a first down. And I think it will be, so wow. On a third down and 20, he gets basically 30 yards. They mark off the 10 for the hold, but it is still going to net a first down. We're at 51 seconds, and now really all they have to do is kneel on the ball a couple of times, and this one will be in the books. It looks like they're not in a victory formation. Actually, they are. They're shotgun with one man about 15 yards deep. Jefferson will take a knee, and they will not have to snap it again as time will tick down. We will take a short break and come back and wrap this one up to you as the Georgia Ranch Longhorns are going to fall to the Katie Taylor Mustangs 16-0.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Welcome back in, everybody. As the clock has ticked away on this one, the Georgia Ranch Longhorns fall to the Katie Taylor Mustangs by a score of 16-0. And Keenan, you know, we kind of touched on it during that last drive. Certainly an improvement in some ways over last week, but at the end of the day, you don't get wins or losses based on making improvements. So nobody really likes moral victories, but where we saw some improvement on the defensive end, still a lot of struggles for that Georgia Ranch offense.
And, of course, nobody likes being shut out, especially in this game where you were hoping to improve after a tough loss against Foster. And that defense did show strides. It made clutch stops in the red zone, and it did provide big moments that were needed for the momentum in the second half. But that offense really limited the Longhorns' ability to get back in the game. No points on the board, and that is a tough pill to swallow. So I agree with you, Jason. Moral victories can only get you so high. So 16-0, George Ranch takes the loss to Taylor. So just another rough loss for the George Ranch Longhorns.
So that will do it, folks. Our next telecast will be next Thursday. And that is the beginning of district play for the Longhorns. So they will play Clements next Thursday. We will be on the air at 5:45 for a 6 p.m. kick. So for the captain, Tom Tarando, my broadcast partner, Keenan Vaughn, I am Jason Ford. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wish we had a better result for you. As your final score once again, Katie Taylor Mustang 16, George Ranch Longhorns nothing. Good night, everybody.